Hi there, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Doc School for Cool. Today I am answering some questions of our community members. And the first question is about vegetables. There are still many people who are questioning whether dogs need vegetables or not. And in the past, I asked that question myself as well, because dogs definitely prefer meat, and I haven't seen any dogs grazing in a field of wheat. With the disappointment of pet food companies who add grain and wheat and starchy carbohydrates in pet food. I personally feel the vegetables are a little different. First, meat and prey and animals are not what they used to be. Our planet is polluted. There are a lot of toxins. And unfortunately, the meat of animals is quite toxic too. There are antibiotic residues, heavy metals, other toxicity, and I find that dogs that eat vegetables actually do overall much better. I'm not saying that they should be eating 50-50 ratio of vegetables and meat, but somewhere around 20-25% appears to be good, and especially when we are adding the dark green leaf vegetables. Most dogs actually naturally will ingest certain amount of plants, grass especially. The grass is good for cleansing the digestive tract from parasites. Also, chlorophyll balances the liver and cleanses the blood. And I think that the vegetables definitely have a main purpose in keeping our dog's body much more balanced. What I've noticed in dogs that eat meat only, they seem to have much more of a tendency to be activated or have elevated liver enzymes. They have a tendency to spleen imbalances, and overall I find them being a little more likely to overheat and have a tendency to be less tolerant of heat and temperatures. I know that there are many people who believe that dogs should eat meat only, and I'm not going to argue with those. However, I always recommend dark green leaves and vegetables in general to be added in meat. What I do with my dog and with my patients, I feed vegetables and meat about 5 times a week, and then 2 times a week I feed bones only for dental reasons and also just to add variety and a little bit of exercise to your dog's life when it comes to exercising their jaws. So that's about it. This is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Dog School for Cool. If you have any questions about what vegetables to feed, you can just go to Google and type in Peter Tobias vegetables and it'll come up. And if you have any questions, you can also email us through our website at peterdobias.com. And thank you so much for listening. Take care.